Hey, morning, everyone. I just feel like God's telling me this morning. So I want everybody to just stand up with me before we start. And I want us all to just shake off everything. Everything. Just shake it off. What happened right before you walked in today. The big things going on in your life. Everything. And I just want to take a couple minutes. And I want us to just lift our voices up to Jesus. I want us to declare our thanks and our praise and his goodness in our lives just for a little bit before we hop into singing some songs to him. So, dear God, we just thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Oh, you are so good. You are so good. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank you for clarity, Lord God, as I go through my workday. Thank you, God, for your voice, Lord God. Thank you for ears to hear, Lord. Thank you for eyes to see the way that you see. Thank you for a heart, Lord God, that's towards us, Lord God, and we turn our hearts towards you. Oh, you are so good, God. You are so great, God. You are so worthy, Lord. Lord, we set aside everything. Everything. Oh, because it's all about you, God. It's all about you. Lord, and we fix our eyes and our hearts and our praise on you this morning, God. Everything that we have, everything that we do, Lord, we lay down any distractions, Lord, to praise your name. To give you all the glory, Lord God, to give you all the power, all the strength, Lord God, to give you all of who we are, Lord, to do as you would do. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Yeah. Let's praise.
Father's arms are So what brings you here? What circumstances, situations, miracles have brought you to this place where you are seated at a table across from the King of Kings? And he has provided you a cup. There were multiple cups on the table. There was a cup of judgment, but he drank that one for us. Now it's a cup of blessing, a cup of redemption. Phil and Luke challenged me last week, put a little spark in my brain, and smoke started to happen and stuff. So there were two things said last week, that one of which I would have never in a million years thought I would bring to communion. And that's what Zach talked about, predestination. This controversial topic that has divided the church, started fights, all sorts of crazy stuff. And the other was one thing Annie said that went by really quick. She said, everything the Father does is redemptive. And like most things I think I understand, I realize how little I do. So I went to the verse that is kind of the source of all that conflict in the predestination things. It comes out of Romans 8. Who has a favorite verse in Romans 8? Everybody does, right? We know that God works all things together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. We got that verse nailed. We love that one. It's the very next verse. For whom he foreknew, those he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that they might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's the continuation of the same thought, that God is working everything together for good. If he is really a redemptive God and everything he does is for the purpose of restoring us to himself, this is important. And the verse continues, for whom he predestined, those he also called. Whom he called, those he justified. Who he justified, those he glorified. So we've got five things there, right? Who he foreknew, he predestined, he called, he justified, and he glorified. Which one of those do we have anything to do with at all? Called. What is the response to a call? You have a choice. You can ignore it, or you can rip out the phone and throw it across the room, but you still did not answer. Or you answered. Our response is answer. We don't have anything to do with that justification, that glorification, that predestination. All we have to do is answer the call. So the very first word was, who he knew beforehand, he predestined. That was the big fancy word Zach drew up last week, the pro horizo. Seeing everything around you to the horizon. That is your sphere that you are placed in. Well, the verse says, who he foreknew, those he predestined. Well, who does God not know? Jeremiah 1 says, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you, foreknew, and before, how's the rest of it go? Father, bring it back. Yeah, it's called, but can you put up Jeremiah 1, 5, Mama, or 6? Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. I set you apart and ordained you as a prophet. That's your predestination. Before I knew you, I chose you and made your boundary. Well, why are you here? We are here because everything he has done from the creation of time has been for the purpose of bringing us to this place, at sitting at a table with him to enjoy the benefits of his work, of his life sacrificed, of his bloodshed. My involvement was answering the call, was saying yes to a cup placed before me. That's my job. The rest of it has been accomplished by a God who has from the beginning been chasing me down and redeeming me back. So when you hold this little cup and this little piece of bread, remember, it's all a purposeful plan set in motion by a Father who would not let me go, would not let me leave me to my own demise. He bought life for me. Father, what an amazing plan that you have chosen me. You knew me, and even in spite of knowing me, you chose me. And you have made me your son. I'm now justified. I'm spotless in your sight. I'm now glorified. I'm made in the image of your son. And it's all because of your work. All because you chose me from before the foundation of the world to be your son, conformed into the image of Jesus. Jesus, thank you so much for willingly doing what the Father's plan entailed, for giving your life freely. Motivate us to give like you give, to love like you love. In Jesus' name, amen.
When you walk into the room. We're going to take tithes and offerings now. Who's ever faced circumstances? Anybody? I think that's anybody up here faced circumstances? Yeah. That's one of the first things Ben said when he came up here is, what circumstance brought you here? You know, when the disciples were on the boat, Jesus came out on the water. They were in a circumstance already. It was already looking rough. And Jesus said to Peter, he said, come. And Peter was able to go out onto the water. So God's word brought him out onto the water. But Peter put his eyes on the circumstance and he fell. God was there to catch him. But I'm encouraging you guys, any area where you face consequence or circumstance, for you to look and see where you've taken your eyes off God's word, or where God's word has a promise for that circumstance. Tithes and offerings can be an area that looks like a circumstance sometimes. When funds are tight, you can look at that and say, oh, this is not good. But in God's word, it says he will provide for you. He dresses the lilies of the field. He feeds the birds. He'll take care of you too. So I encourage you, as you give today, to remember God's word about your provision and to take your eyes off your circumstance. We give in the buckets up here. There's boxes on the wall in the back. Or you can give at akbridgeofhope.com. I was struck by that with Peter. He still holds like the second place record in the universe for walking on water. But he looked at those circumstances, but still, God's word brought him up out of the circumstances.
Singing moves and shakes the ground.
All right. Marie, do you got something for us?
Good morning, everybody. Isn't it nice to come into this cozy place and worship together? Wow, I'm so thankful for my family here. And wow, yeah. Thank you for worship, guys, leading us. So good, so good. If you didn't notice or smell as you walked in, we are having lunch together following the service today. You are all welcome. There is a multitude of crock pots lining the gym, so there should be a large selection of soups and stews and warm, cozy things. So please stay and join us following the service today. Monday night, we invite adults to come and have some fun, get some exercise. There's adult volleyball, 7 p.m. in the gym. Wednesday night, we always have a food pantry for our community. Love to bless our community. So if you'd like to serve or if you have any questions about that ministry, you can contact Denise Rogers there. So that's from 4 to 5 every Wednesday night. Every Friday night is... Yeah! See, Steve's not here, and they covered it. 7 p.m., teens, here. Yeah, good times. And Saturday night, I want to invite all the women. I'm going to have a women's night. It'll be up at my house. So I would love for all you women to come on up. And the ones from the valley, get your carpools going and drive over. And we're just going to have a good time and see what God has for us Saturday night at 7. Maybe you noticed in the foyer there's a table pretty full of lost and found. So please take a minute, go through it. You might find something that, hey, there's my hat. So I keep it out just for a few weeks, and whatever isn't taken, then it goes. So, oh, I know. Please, if you love the chicken, take it. Take it. It's yours. Random stuff. So look through it, see what you might find. So also, Dan has a few things for us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dennis Ramey, president of Family Life. And for more than 35 years, Family Life has hosted a live marriage event known as the Weekend to Remember. More than 2 million people have experienced this fun, romantic, life-changing weekend. There's one coming to your area soon, and I personally believe it's one of the finest investments a married couple can make in their marriage. Your journey through married life has so many triumphs and treasures along the way. Your time at the Weekend to Remember will be more than just a good memory. It's going to be a spiritual milestone. Spending just one weekend with us can give you the kind of marriage God intended you to have. A stronger marriage, a solid foundation for your family, a legacy in the making. This getaway weekend is a time to come together as a couple to invest in and strengthen the spiritual foundation of your marriage. No matter how firm or fragile your marriage is, invest in a Weekend to Remember and reap the rewards for a lifetime. For more information on what you'll experience at the Weekend to Remember and how you can register online, go to our website or call 1-800-FL today.
Two times out of the year, Weekend to Remember Family Life Conference lets folks register for 2-for-1, 50% off. So it's now through the 27th of January, so now's the time to sign up. Even if you don't know you can go this year, which is the middle of April, 17th and 19th of April, I'd recommend you go ahead and sign up. You don't have to use it right away. And if you happen to go to vacation on the lower 48, you could see if there's a Weekend to Remember where you're going for vacation and go there. So it's really awesome. And you can hang on to that registration for as long as need be until you can go. So 50% off is a good deal. I like good deals.
Yeah.
Hold that one.
Buy it for somebody else.
Yep. All right, now I'm going to share some scripture. That's the first announcement. I have another announcement. Let's go to Psalms 139, 13 through 16. If we can have that on the screen, please. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Let's go to 2 Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. Oh, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Now, Jeremiah, got more? My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. One more. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5. That's 5, okay. So, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. I just read that. Now, the last one would be Luke 1, 4. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. When I was reading that at home, my wife reminded me that our third son, Christopher, someone in the room had dropped a metal dustpan. And that clang caused Christopher to leap in my wife's womb. So there's so much documentation that babies in the womb can hear us. That's why it's great for husbands to talk to their babies inside their mother's womb. It's just awesome. Absolutely awesome. There is so much medical and scientific documentation that indeed we are human when we are conceived in the womb. It's just really amazing. So, along with that, I wanted to talk about, can we have that? There you go. I visited two audiologists on Thursday, and the second one at Miracle Ear did a much better, thorough job of examining me and explaining everything, and explained that first, it's not showing up, but anyhow, the first part, the auditory canal, why doesn't it show up there? Well, whatever. We hear the sound waves going into the eardrum. We see the sound waves going in the eardrum. It vibrates our eardrum, which vibrates the bones. So that first is the tone, the audio. Then it turns into mechanical function by vibrating the bones. And the bones go to the cochlear, if I'm pronouncing that, cochlea. And that turns into a hydraulic function. And then the hydraulic function goes through the cochlea and then turns into electrical, running the nerves to the... So we got four different functions. We got the auditory, we got mechanical, we got hydraulic, then we got electrical. It's just in the makeup of our ear. It just truly amazes me. Every day I look around our world and I look at things God has created, and it's just amazing to me. The phenomenal creation that He has created. It's just mind-boggling. And I just praise God for all His design, including the whole thing of conception and the growth of a baby in the womb. It's just mind-boggling. So everything is amazingly God-designed and created, in my opinion. Anybody that has any intelligence has the same opinion, in my opinion. Let me have all this. What I have out there on the last table on the left is a bunch of these petitions. Hold that, please. They have a variety of fronts to them, but they all say the same thing on the back. It's a petition for you to read, and if you agree with it, to sign it. What we have in this country, that's a lot. What we have in this country is a corrupt court system, not only in the United States, but also in the state of Alaska. What we have is we have judges who are dictating law. We have judges who are creating law, and that is not in their job description. It's unconstitutional and it's illegal. In our own state, Judge Santan, who thank goodness is retired now, back in 1997, dictated, we have a duty to develop additional constitutional rights and privileges under our Alaska Constitution. Reproductive rights are fundamental, and reproductive rights include the right to an abortion. This is what Judge Santan, who is head of the Alaska Supreme Court, said, and established that as a law. Even though it's not in his legal description to make law, that's so close, please, because it causes an echo. So anyhow, back to the petition, I'll read this. Now, we have representatives who made it, passed it last year that the state of Alaska will no longer pay for abortions. But the judicial system said you will pay for abortions. So state of Alaska right now is paying for two abortions every day of this of the year. And so it's our tax money paying for abortions, which... What? Oh, yeah, there's more than just that. People are paying for themselves, too. Anyhow, this is a petition to Governor Nutton Levy. Now, what he is pro-life. And what he did was he thought that he had to abide by the Supreme Court and have the state pay for it. But what he did was he said last year, all right, judges, you insist that we pay for abortions. I'm tallying up how much abortions cost the state of Alaska last year, and it's coming out of your budget. So he took it out of the court system's budget. How much it cost for abortions last year. What he didn't understand yet, and he's being educated right now as we speak, and I'm going to read this so I'll explain it to you. When Alaska Supreme Court declared they have a duty to develop additional constitutional rights and that reproductive rights are fundamental and reproductive rights include the right to abortion, they broke the law, violated my constitutional rights, and condemned thousands of babies to death. Now, this is a petition to Governor Dunleavy. Mr. Dunleavy, changing the Constitution is reserved for the people of Alaska and the legislature, not the courts. They have neither right nor authority to amend the Constitution. Since the courts added the right to abortion to our Constitution without the consent of the people, that right must not be recognized. Since the right to abortion must not be recognized, then the 2001 court order to pay for abortions is also unconstitutional and unenforceable because it depends on a constitutional right to abortion. Since the Constitution says you have the power to restrain the courts, violation of constitutional and legislative power, then the best way to do that is to refuse to pay for a single child to be killed. Mr. Dunleavy, two babies will die today, tomorrow, and every day because the state of Alaska will obey unconstitutional court order and pay abortionists to do their grisly work. Mr. Dunleavy, only you can restrain the courts and refuse to pay abortionists to kill babies waiting to be born. I am respectfully and urgently asking you to honor your oath to uphold your, and defend the Constitution and to exercise your constitutional power, refuse to pay for any more babies to be killed. So these are on the back left table. Please sign them. You have to put your signature down, print your name, put your address down. That's what the governor's office required. So I'd really appreciate if you all would do that. And then just leave them there. I'll collect them up afterwards, and I'll deliver them to Alaska Right to Life, who will bulk send them down to the governor's office. Appreciate your time.
Okay, so the Ignite kids are going to head out, and the youth is headed out as well. And let's all say hi to one another, and Zach's going to give us some meat.